Blog Talk Radio.
Live in the Bronx, New York, this is the Brovian Talks. Follow us on Twitter at Brovian93, at Brovian93. That is BROVIAN93 on Twitter. So, folks, happy St. Patrick's Day. Hope everybody is having a good time. Had a couple of beers here and there and getting home safely. PA announcement, remember, folks, don't drink and drive. Call a cab, take the train, the bus, whatever have you, but stay safe out there. And just remember, you don't have to do the wrong thing to have a good time, a wise man once told me. So let's go with the business of the day. And the number one topic on the news for the most part during the week has been the Republicans' health care plan. And we mentioned this last time this was a topic on the show. But it is clear that anybody with a brain knows that the bill in its present form won't pass, and it doesn't have their votes, and it's DOA. And to continue talking about it like it's going to be, you know, like it's going to be a close vote, it's not going to be a close vote. I really doubt that this vote will even be voted on. It's not. The whole country knows this bill is full of it. We all know it. The president knows it. The media knows it. Conservative Republicans know it. The Democrats know it. The only person who apparently still believes in this thing is Paul Ryan and Republican leadership in the House. Everybody else realizes that this bill has no chance. And this bill might be the first signs of a real Republican civil war that is not no longer in private, but is now coming out to the public. It is clear at the moment that there are at least three fronts developing. You have the Paul Ryan front, the Donald Trump front, and the Rand Paul front. And possibly two more. But those are the three main contenders. And this bill could become a proxy war for the future of this party. It is clear that Donald Trump, no matter what he says in public, or the politicians he's meeting, it is clear he's been in favor of this bill. And if you really want, because if you know anything about Donald Trump, you know, number one, that this guy knows how to handle the media, and he's a pretty good PR man. I mean, it didn't take, you know, a moron can't make $1 million into $1 billion. That can't happen. The guy that's been dominating the media has been promoting his name for over 30 years. And, you know, you have to take what he says publicly pretty much with a grain of salt. Because he enjoys watching people's reactions, he enjoys keeping all his options open, and he enjoys the game because at the end of the day, to him, it's all a game. If you actually believe what you hear Donald Trump say on TV, then you don't know the man. I mean, he's a negotiator. He is so wise in the fact that he will literally, by most accounts, hear everyone's possible opinion first before making a decision. He loves having all his options completely wide open so people pretty much can predict his moves. He's completely unpredictable. If you don't believe me, tell him access to all the Republicans he beat, access to Hillary Clinton, access to the media who he's defeating on a daily basis. It is clear that this bill that an eventual bill that the Republicans will pass or will put forward will be negotiated between those three men and others, of course. Believe you and me, I still am convinced that Donald Trump, as bright as I think he is, to go old school politics and lock every Republican possible in a room somewhere in the basement of the White House, in the Capitol, in some retreat somewhere in the woods. He's going to lock them all up and not let them out until a deal is made and there's a bill put in place that is A, good for Americans, and the Republicans can agree on and will pass easily in this Congress within the next year. And it's clear that that's what's going to happen. You see Rand Paul buying Donald's book, for crying out loud. You have Paul Ryan, you know, pretty much trying to pull some arms. And you have Donald Trump pretty much playing all for the get each other. He's talking to Rand Paul saying he hates it. He's saying publicly that he likes it. I mean, it's clear. That each side is pretty much playing with each other. It's a chess game. Now, I personally believe that Donald Trump, at the end of the day, will win this fight. Because the man's an idiot. He's not. Is he a genius? No, but he's a smart guy. And I really do think that he has a great pulse on what the public wants. And I've spent it in a certain way that he can't lose. Now, this bill will be the trademark of this administration. I can't tell you what Donald Trump wants in this health care bill. I don't think anybody could. Maybe Ivanka knows. Who knows? It is clear that when all is done, Rand Paul won't look everything in the bill. Paul Ryan won't look everything in the bill. And neither will the president. But this is just the beginning. Because up next we have the budget. We have the war against ISIS, foreign policy. We might have the wall. I mean, I doubt it'll be built, but we'll have that. It's clear that that's going to happen. And of course, we're going to have NATO and whether America should be, you know, involved or not. How much? I mean, this is just the first fight of many, many fights to come within the next 2 to 4 years. It's clear. And Tom Price in the town hall, I thought he did a good job. I mean, I think he stood his ground. He didn't make any blunders. He sounded intelligent. He sounded like he knew what we were talking about. I don't think he changed any minds in an hour. But he didn't lose anybody. And by the way, that town hall was a complete waste of time. It really was. That hour on CNN, I mean, I could be doing something else. It was boring. Nothing much happened. We were nothing new. We knew we had some, you know, left-wingers and right-wingers in the audience. We knew Tom Price was going to, you know, stick with the line no matter what. And we knew the moderators were against him. So, you know, if you saw it, I feel bad for you. If you didn't see it, congratulations. You have a life. Now, if Trump was really smart, and he really wanted to get this health care bill done without having a partisan divide like Obama did, I would actually invite the Democrats up to the White House. I honestly would, and talk about health care. Now, whether it would be a public meeting or a private meeting, I don't know. Probably private, because that might be better for us. And I would allow Democrats to have a voice in this bill. Now, in our political climate, it's so partisan, I doubt that's going to happen. I really do. I think if he's really slick and he really handled it carefully and really played his cards right, I think it is possible to get a handful, if not two or three Democrats, to support this thing. Because that's something Obama could never do. Obama made his health care bill so partisan, so anti-Republican, that it pretty much destroyed any chance of having any goodwill on both sides. As the United States says what he is, and he promises to be, this is where you start. Now, I do think Trump himself, in his first 50 or 60 days, or however long it's been, I do think Trump has made a fatal error early on in his presidency. And that is, I think he's focusing too much on the Muslim ban. I think he's focusing too much on foreign policy. Instead, his number one thing he should have done, the minute he got in the office, was not the ban, was not illegal immigration. The number one thing he should have done was go to the Democrats and say, let's pass an infrastructure bill. Let's focus on infrastructure first. Because I think the first thing a new president should always do is bring the other side over and, find something which is infrastructure that they can both agree on and both can work on. And that would make a divisive election, a guy that they can't stand, but make it a little bit more manageable, a little bit more acceptable, and a little bit more, not friendly, but, humanely interactions with each other. And then, off that goodwill, then you do the Muslim ban, then you focus on ISIS, Russia, whatever have you, and then you move the aggressive. We had to start out with that goodwill first. And I think, the regulations he's done, he promised he would do those things, help out coal miners, make it easy for manufacturers. I mean, the first thing he did, really, I believe, was end TPP. So good. The second thing he should know is focus on infrastructure. Keep it domestic. Keep it working class to officially solidify those votes and completely block them from going back in 4 years. Because I doubt right now, especially with this health care battle going on, and it's going to be a bitter one, that we won't see any real infrastructure bill passed. It might be something with an executive order, fine, but I'd rather have, it voted on in the Congress. But that leads us to Donald Trump's war. Because even though the Republican Party is so divided, at moments it can seem so clueless. And it's really dumbfounding to believe, I'm dumbfounded that in 6 years, they don't have a bill they can all agree on. And how in the world can you be in opposition for 6 years, promise your voters, promise the country for 6 years, when we get in, we will repeal Obamacare. The first chance we get. And you have nothing ready? It's completely idiotic, unimaginable. And they would be in so bad a shape right now, they would be so out of touch, and the public would be so disgusted with them. If only the Democrats were not worse. And what the Democrats are doing right now, their game plan is so idiotic, is so self-centered, and it's so demeaning. They're making the Republican Party, they're making this president and this Congress look so good right now. You really have to ask yourself, are they really in reality? Or are they still in that bubble? Because right now, they're still in that bubble. I mean, they're still stuck. And the group of supporters in their little minds the way the country is. In a newsflash, if they cannot get the working class, they're not going to win in 4 years. And right now, they're not focusing on the working class. All they're focusing on is taking down this president. That's the number one objective. And they're making the same exact mistake the Republicans are making, or the Republicans made under Obama. The same exact thing. They're going after the president himself, and not contributing alternatives or sound policy to contradict the president. All they're going on is conspiracy theories that are based on half-truths. They're focusing on distraction the president himself points out. And the media, for the most part, the quote-unquote mainstream media, are doing the same exact thing. You know, we've really talked about the taxes that Rachel Maddow, you know, promoted she had completely. And, you know, we touched on that a little bit. But, I mean, they are doing, what she did is no different than what Trump did about the birth certificate. It's no difference at all. They're Russian hackings. The Trump campaign working with Russia to win the election is so idiotic. So stupid, it's beyond belief. Same thing with the taxes. They gave Trump a win. They gave him a win. I mean, I don't have to pay any taxes. I mean, do these people understand what they're doing? By doing all these idiotic moves. So often, it's not once in a blue moon, it's so often. They're making the president A, look good, B, look respectable, and C, when he's out of the media and calls on fake news, they're making him look right. I get it. Talking about policies is boring. I get it. Waiting patiently for all the shoes to drop is annoying. It's bad for ratings. But if you really honestly want to take on this president, that's something you have to do. Now, I get it. It may come full circle. You may be proven right. But you know what? When you are, it might be in Trump's seventh season. It might be in year seven of his presidency. Not year two, not year three, or year four. And right now, they clearly have not won from the last election. They clearly don't understand what's going on in the country. And it's so out of touch. The Republican Party, at this moment, look at a proper alternative. When in fact, right now, neither of them look good. And you get put to Donald Trump. Because this president right now, this guy is so hated by the Republican establishment. Poor Ron, I am so convinced, can't stand his guts. The media, for the most part, can't stand him. And Democrats want nothing to do with him. They still can't believe he's the president. You have three factions who believe that this guy is not a legitimate president. And every single day, they're making him look more and more and more legitimate. Number one, because he is legitimate. He is president. He won fair and square. There was no cheating involved. He won. They won. Get over it. Number two, every time you promote something, you promote a half-truth, and it's easily proven that you lied or that you were wrong or that you didn't have all the facts or that it's something completely pointless and trivial, a talking point. You're making yourself all constantly looking like a fool. I mean, it is so mind-boggling that literally almost everything they're doing is what the Republicans did under Obama. Step by step by step. Oh, he's a Muslim. He's a terrorist. He wasn't born here. He hates America. He's a communist. Now they're on Trump. He's a racist. He's a fascist. The Russians won the election. He's an idiot. I mean, it is so hypocritical. So, it really is unbelievable how nobody ever learns. Number one, we all know Obama, yes, he was born here. Is Obama a terrorist? No, he's not. Is he a communist? No, he's not. Is he from America? Yes, he does. Is Donald Trump a racist? No, he's not. Is he a sexist? No, he's not. Did Russia win the election? No, they didn't. Is he an isolationist? No, he's not. He's not. I mean, until you people get off your high horse, you'll be miserable for 8 years. That's what. If you keep on being on this road, walking all of this over and over and over again, guess what? He's gonna be reelected. He might be reelected with a bigger margin than he was the first time around. Maybe he wins Nevada next time. Who knows? Whoever says that this president is a racist, a sexist, a dictator, please. Number one, show some class and some, intellect. Number two, to a policy that you disagree with him on. And number three, become more objective. Because, every time I come on TV, on most TV stations, I don't think I'm watching the news. I feel like I'm watching a hit job. It's ridiculous. And right now, Trump, fighting more than one front, is winning. And what I can show you, this guy is not an idiot. He's a genius. He's intelligent. He knows what he's doing. I don't care if you got $1 million from his dad. You don't turn $1 million into a multi-billion-dollar company by being an idiot. It just doesn't happen that way. Now, you may have heard that John McCain called Rand Paul, or said that Rand Paul was looking for Russia or something. And, John McCain, we all know, is a haughty Republican. He wants a big military. He wants, he still approves of the war in Iraq. He wants the troops into Libya. He probably really deep down wants to go to war with Russia, deep down in his heart. Do I know this for a fact? No, but come on, by the way he talks, by the way he views the world, it's pretty obvious, it's pretty close to that. And McCain ideology and the Rand Paul ideology, they've pretty much been clashing against each other for the better part of 8 years. It started with Ron Paul and Rudy Giuliani in that debate, and it's been continuing pretty much ever since. And the McCain ground, and the McCain ideology, has been losing ground year after year after year after year after year. And now with Trump as president, it's at its lowest point. The only thing keeping it afloat right now is ISIS and Putin. And the Rand Paul philosophy or ideology has increasing within the party. You saw that Donald Trump pretty much stole all of Rand Paul's foreign policy ideas and made him his own. Put him, And now, I always laugh because everybody brings up McCarthyism. What John McCain did is what Joseph McCarthy would have done 60 years ago. Is exactly what he would have done. It's pretty much exactly what he did. Except that he, you know, never said he had any proof of it. He just accused him of being it, of working with Putin. He never claimed he had any evidence for it. So maybe it's not exactly what McCarthy, but it's pretty darn close. As close as we've ever come in this country. A senator, pretty much called Rand Paul a traitor to America. And Rand Paul, I mean, you know, he took a bit of a low blow saying that John McCain is, you know, out of his prime, I believe it was. And that, you know, he really made a good case for term limits. But, you know, a low blow, but a justified blow because John McCain went down there first. And you could argue John McCain took a lower blow than Rand Paul did. And what we've seen again is battle in the party go on for at least this presidency. Because let's say this, Trump fails, or Trump really reverts back to his original foreign policy plan, mm-hmm. the president, and before Rand Paul got in. And you know what? That could be the end of the Rand Paul ideology. They're using two ideologies right now battle each other out for supremacy. Will we see a neocon, ultra-interventionalist policy? Or will we see more of a libertarian, not so much involved, but an isolationist policy? Who will win? It really depends on Trump who will win or who will have the upper hand in the next election. Really quickly, Trump met Merkel. It was clear to anybody, number one, these two can't stand each other. If you didn't know that before today, you definitely know it now. They didn't shake each other's hands. The German press, not much on a president, but you know what? It's a press. Put them out, you know, free country, whatever have you, blah, 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 blah. They were able to do it. It was just, I felt a little bit unethical, but whatever. You know, it happens. I'm done.